So, I don't know where this stopped, but I was saying how horrible it is to sing when some people are eating. Now they're singing Fiddler on the Roof, which is very not Christmassy. This is not a Hanukkah party.
I think Kirk did it better.
Yeah, Kirk did do it better.
And whoever the young girl was, she was in the roof.
At least do a Jewish accent, eh?
The first time I met you was on a Wednesday.
I didn't sing this bit.
I was nervous.
The first time I met her, you was on our wedding day. So yeah, I was saying that it's just hard to sing when people are eating and drinking. At least there's feeling in that.
Yes.
She probably used to be a good singer, I would say. Their voices probably used to be much better, especially hers. Yeah, that's the Jewish part of the evening, though.
I want to sleep
in the Terry is also a Blackheath local. She hasn't been up here as long as Deb and I have. She's only been here 8 months. Something like that. And she is a very good piano player. She teaches piano as well. And she'd love to do a little solo. She's been playing some lovely background Christmas Yule Fest music. This is a Chopin's Etude.
Still, there's not enough feeling. Technically, she's fine. She's a very good technique. Oops.
And I often find that people who are good, often people who cut pianists are not so good at doing other stuff.
Because when I played piano, my technique was not the best. Especially in my right hand. My left hand was very strong.
Yeah, your left hand.
And it had very, you know, it was coordinated. It did some. I find right hand articulation very difficult. Just didn't have what it took to be a pianist. I didn't like it as much. I didn't like to practice. Really didn't. I just felt bored. I wasn't passionate about my piano playing. I wanted to sing. There's water here. There you go. Glass of water. Why can't I close this door? Yes, I got it upside. I got the closer upside down. Ah, there we go. How about some Mozart?
We have been trying to do some real Christmas songs and Christmas stuff, but we're trying to keep this mixed up.
Terribly cute.
Yeah, I don't like. They actually don't need it. What is she singing classical? What does she need?
All about my girlfriend and mine, the lovely.
She's got a pretty big voice.
I saw the light of the night as I passed by.
What does this remind me of?
I saw the flickering shadows of love.
This is the violin. Sorry, yeah. That Tom Jones guy.
Oh, that's right. I know what the song is. Absolutely no warm up. Scared of your high notes, you've got them. Pop out.
We're going to make you sing with your main course. If you don't, no main course. We're going to number the tables. We're going to do the 12 days of Christmas. And when we get to your particular line,
I don't know what
the whole table. It's a table of two.
Yes, we're at a table for two. We're at our own table.
You have to stand up and sing your line. Now I'm going to validate the line. Here we go. A partridge in a pear tree. Got it?
Oh, he's actually going to come over.
Every time that comes up, you must sing a partridge and stand. A partridge in a pear tree. This is table two. You do two turtle doves.
Oh my!
It's two turtle doves.
That's us.
Yes, that's
all
us.
Of us.
Us.
Three French hens.
Two turtle doves.
Two turtle doves. Okay, yeah. I think it's a little unfair because the people at table 12 only have to do it once.
They have to remember. You've got to remember.
And up here, because we need lots of singing and volume and picking a big table.
I want to do partridges in a pear tree.
Yeah, because you get to finish it.
You sing really high.
Yes, two turtle doves is the lowest part.
Yeah.
We can sing it up the octave. Yeah, we've been included with the table next to us.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, I think it's good.
I'm glad we know. Can I do partridge?
Pipe was piping. 11 pipe was piping.
Do we have to stand up every time we sing?
No, we have such a short lineup. I knew he'd do that. Woo! Thanks. Yeah, we got the suckiest line.
Yes, it's the lowest one. That's where we did our part.
Oh, I know this. What is that? I know this.
We Three Kings.
I love this.
Yeah, I like it too.
These are one of the things that makes me cry.
It's about three blokes going to the toilet.
What?
About three blokes going to the toilet.
How'd you get that?
We Three Kings.
Oh, you're the biggest Wally. You're the biggest Wally.
Oh, they're well lubricated over in that corner, the 60s Elaine corner.
They're Elaine. You notice they're not doing like anything religious, really. If the songs were kind of not.
Well, you might get things, classics like Silent Night. Like,
oh,
there you go. There you go.
That.
There you go. You. Well, that's a high key to sing it in.
I could do it in this
game. Yeah, pretty good. We both sing the same harmony.
Well, I can. Not a soprano.
playing this kind of stuff again.
Kind of more hymn-like stuff. Yeah, she's better. It's fun.
No, what you need is King's College.
This is fun. And that's only one after half a shot of Mallard Room.
That's the key, it's usually done.
Yeah, but it's for sing alto.
It's E minor.
And it's time to go enjoy. Don't be now I gay about
Christmas carol.
Oh shit.
It made your fridge be full of
coal. Take the shades with me, so waddled.
Seeks the gumlings in the bottles.
Oh, the pubs are open Sundays. Buy a dress of socks and undies. Table, la 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 la. Fill your belly while you're able. La, 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 la.
I can't remember what rhymes with coldies. Lay your fridge before the coldies.
Coldies, yes.
Yeah, what's the line before that?
Bring the folks in Abu Dhabi. Oh, no, that's the Barbie one.
That's the, yeah. Gather around the Barbie. Call the folks in Abu Dhabi.
That's bad.
That's great. There you go.
I love this one. That's also high.
That's in the traditional key for it.
Away in a manger.
I think I prefer the other tune.
Yeah. gone atonal. Y'all enjoying Christmas in July? I notice that I get bored with songs in 3/4 a lot. Oh man, that was so funny.
She's in this top layer. The upper layer is actually disposable, but it's not. It's kind of made it from the same stuff as the serviette, I think.
No, they're not disposable. No.
No. Not the top. Not even the.
No.
My serviette's gone walking.
Did you drop it? Maybe.
Yes. Seems to have disappeared.
Probably dropped it.
Yours is here.
No, mine is under my knife.
Yeah, yours is there.
Mine? I wonder.
Here it is.
Where?
Here.
Where? Isn't that yours?
That's yours.
Oh, it's mine. I just put it there.
Or maybe
there. There you go. Run, John Green. Get another high key.
I like that. That's way too high for comfort.
Well, it's because it's got a range of a tenth. It's a huge range.
Yeah, but if you took it a third down.
You took it down to A maybe instead of C. Then the top of note would be a D.
I never remember this.
Vocally.
Oh, it's been a stressful week and you're not on enough sleep, so
and
that's...
I haven't sung for a long time.
Me neither.
There we go.
I don't know, I'm not a big fan of this song.
I like it musically, but I'm not a big fan of the actual song.
It's very... reminds me of O Tannenbaum, but I think O Tannenbaum is better.
I like it as a piece of music, but I don't really like the song.
Yeah, I like it. I like the melody. It's very kind of, like in a good way, it's kind of very German. It's like very...
Very Schubert-y or Schubert.
Yeah, very classical.
I like how it builds up.
Yeah.
This is a bad key.
Very high again. What key is that?
It's in D flat.
D flat. Why would you want to play?
It's not quite nice to play that key. Because
you know what the key that I hated most? Yeah, C major I hated.
Yeah, because it's all white notes.
No, but I'll tell you which key I didn't really like. A major. I hated playing A major. I liked E major, because it's easy. I found E major easy to play.
You've got four black notes.
Yeah, but it makes it easy.
Yeah.
A major, for some reason, I never was good at playing stuff in A major.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with the tunes than the words. I like this, the music on this one too. Again, it's English, I think.
So that you could touch them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, that was, I couldn't even pick them up. That was that hot.
Because they get colder faster, that's all.
Yeah, that, well, they've still been under the heat lamp,
yeah.
So, yeah. No worries. Enjoy your dinner.
Did you get yours or what?
Yeah. Munchy-munch.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what did you say?
I'll turn the recording off. Tickle is, I've never heard this, this is so cool. The main course, and I have to say, and I'm a very fussy person, amazing. All your usual roast dinner trimmings. But and they usually don't like it so much because it's usually bland. Stuffing. The stuffing was unbelievable. It's probably the best stuffing I've ever had.
I have a special birthday call for a lady called Jan. She's having a birthday today. Will you all join me in wishing
my
Jan
birthday.
A very happy birthday? We'll sing one round of happy birthday for Jan.
Just a word.
Sorry?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jan. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Happy birthday, Jan. Hope you're having a nice year. Ah, I'm going to sing you a verse here, and I want you to tell me what this song is. It's a very well-known song. It was written by Irving Berlin.
Berlin?
The sun. The sun is shining, the grass is green, the gardens of a wonderful
spring. It's Australian.
In the mountains or on the bay. Well, it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north. Anybody know the song?
Like the ones I used to know.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow.
In the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
With every Christmas card. Quite where he was going, and he said to me, "Excuse me, what's the quickest way to get to County Cork?" And Mick said, "Well, that depends. Are you driving or are you on foot?" "Oh no," he said, "I'm in the car." I said, "That's the quickest
way." Oh dear.
I'm sure I'm going to have a text and throw one to you.
Yeah, if you can make fun of the Irish, you can make fun of the Texans. Oh no, I am.
This one has a wide range too.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Yeah, that bothers me about this song.
What?
You have to sing it with, you have to sing Mary with the wrong emphasis.
Mary?
Yes. Yeah, that's the bit she got wrong last time.
Well, what's the line of Mary in it?
Sorry? Joseph and his wife Mary. Yes, I'd rather laugh at the sinners than cry with the saints.
Mary plays a little solo on her instrument, which is the piano, and it's about the piano, the movie The Piano. This is the soundtrack, part of the soundtrack. As you may recall, it was set in New Zealand in the early 1800s. The wife and the man didn't get along, and I think the piano
I want to watch that.
Yeah, me too. But you have to watch it with the description now, I think.
Do we have one?
Thank you.
trial work up here in the meeting. We're all trying to make a note for ourselves. I'm naturally a lyric baritone, but the voice is getting a little bit darker as I get older. I'm only 74. I sing bass with the choir, and Devin, who's a natural soprano, is attempting and doing very well, doing extremely well with it. She's doing the alto part.
Stand out there.
Do we have any alto singers, any choir singers at all?
Yeah.
Yes? Right. I'm not going to get past the second year. Here, we're getting close towards the end, folks. There's been lovely full festival with you. The night is not over yet, of course. This is a little song called Deck the Halls. Enjoy this if you would. If you do sing all the fars, you'll be singing 12 of them. And if you sing all the bars, you'll sing 96.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
on audiobook. It's round. It's warm. It's got like dried fruit in it. And it's got some kind of custard, I don't know. Warm something. Is that figgy pudding? Because if it is, I don't like it.
Well, it's not really my kind of thing anyway.
Yeah. loads of dried fish. Warm. But it's not a pie, it's like...
No, it's a dessert.
It's like a muffin almost, but it's not. It's probably Christmas pudding. What's that about? This is Christmas pudding?
I'm sorry?
Plum pudding.
Plum pudding. Okay, right. Yeah, it's plum pudding.
It's our traditional Christmas pudding.
Right.
In Australia, yeah.
Because I've usually not had it, so I know what it was.
So it's plummy pudding.
Plum pudding.
I've never had this.
Yes, it is a traditional dessert. Australian Christmas.
So it's not the English one?
Well, I don't know. It might be, but it's a decent Australian. I think it might be an English thing to begin with.
But you'd want to have this warm dessert when it's so warm outside.
Yeah, well, why do people have, chicken or turkey and stuff at Christmas as well? That's all very traditional.
Well, I suppose for what it is, it's good. It's just not my...
I didn't know what it was because I usually pass it, but it's not really my kind of thing.
It's like... It's not Christmas cake, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not.
Because Christmas cake I cannot eat.
Frosty.
I really do not like Christmas cake. But it's kind of like it. This out, but in context, it doesn't taste like plum though.
Well, I don't know what else.
Well, there's sultanas here, and there's like pink fig, and there's some orange.
Yeah, I
know. It's like minced fruit. Like. Isn't it usually made with lots of alcohol?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't get the penny. I didn't get the penny. Oh, Santa's here.
Get the sickle. Silver sickle.
I got it. Galleon in mine.
Oh, there you go.
Is that at the U of Ball where you said pork chops?
Oh, yes. Ah, he's real.
Rudolph, I always think of your mom's doorbell now.
Oh, that's terrible.
and the school bell.
Not yet. Not yet. Very nice.
Figgy pudding. It was custard on top,
but it's very subtle.
But custard, I thought custard was not so runny.
Maybe
because it's warm. I don't mind custard. Custard's all right. I'm glad there wasn't any ice cream or cream on it. That would have been too much. Leftovers for breakfast tomorrow. Eggs and stuffing.
Is traditional is to put the pudding, like, you know, all sort of sealed up and everything. Even copper, like hot water, that way.
To heat them.
I'll just grab your plate from you. You still going?
Yes, I won't
take it.
This was before they had microwaves, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Because how would you heat them?
Well, you played this one about 5 minutes ago.
We have that long left, so let's say 1 minute or 9 minutes. So I don't know. So they said 5 courses. Cannabis was 1. Soup was 2. Main was 3. Plum pudding was 4. Are you telling me there's another course? It's probably not. It's probably like coffee and after dinner mints.
Yeah. Yeah, we've used up all the cutlery.
Sorry?
We've used up all the cutlery.
So, sign off to the tones of Jingle Bell Rock and, if there's anything else to report later, we will do so. Have a happy Yule. Merry Christmas.
Yule, y'all.